Hey y'all, it's your girl Sam, back with another episode of Complete Circle Podcast. So this is actually the last episode for season two, and I'm excited because this episode right here is very meaningful to me. Not to say that all the other ones haven't been, but this one specifically is going to really just be talking about seasons of life. And the season that I am in particularly, and how I am experiencing it, and just, you know, like, what it looks like, and the ups and the downs of what it means to be in this season right now. So I'm excited because, you know, you don't ever really know what people are going through. You don't ever really know what season of life somebody is in. So for whoever might be listening, I'm hoping that it will help them with the season of life that they're in, or just, you know, help them to know that they're not alone, because people really be feeling like they out here by themselves, going through things by themselves. And it's like, no, like life be lifing and it be doing its thing. So I'm here to tell somebody that you are not alone. Okay. Cause I too understand. Like, we may not all go through the same thing and understand exactly what each other's going through, but just know that everybody is dealing with life in one way, shape, form, or another. And it's important to really understand that and really see that and get that, you know? So we're going to get into it. So when I think about seasons of life, I think about the four seasons of nature. You know, we have spring, we have summer, we have fall, we have winter. And when you think about spring, it's life is just coming back. You know, things are blossoming. It's starting to get nice again. The birds are starting to chirp. The animals are starting to come out of hibernation. And it's the beginning of signs of life again. And then you go into summer where it's full blown. The flowers are on the trees. The sun is out. The sun is shining. You're glowing. You feel good. You look good. And good things are happening outside. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's outside and active. And then fall is when things kind of start to die down again, but it's like a happy medium. It's cool. It's a little warm still. The beautiful colors of the leaves, you know, they're falling. Things are starting to, you know, die again, but not fully. Then you have winter where it's dead. Nothing is happening. And it's just no life. It gets dark early. And it's just, you know, everybody's inside. It's chill. Things are still, and things are dying. Animals are going into hibernation. There's nothing on the trees. And it's very much not giving what it needs to give. And let's be honest, at least I can speak for myself. I'm not a huge fan of winter. Because it's just, it's depressing. You know, that's when seasonal depression hits, and it's hard because you're inside all the time. It's hard. It's just not really what it needs to be. And when I think about the season that I am in, right? The season of life that I would say I'm in right now is in the dead of winter. And what that means is God really has me in a season right now where he wants me inside, not like physically, but he wants me to really be connected with him and isolated in that way where he's my best friend and he's my everything. And I'm not distracted by things that I'm not meant to have or that are not meant for me in this season. And a lot of things have to die in me. Like, I have to work through a lot of things. I have to become aware of a lot of things. And he's just really, honestly, it's like a breaking and refining season. And it sounds as intense. It is as intense as it sounds. And it's honestly been quite the experience, to say the least. Y'all. It's hard because this season is not easy. This season is one of the hardest. seasons. And it's not even because of like circumstances or, well, that is a part of it, but it's not even, that's not even the whole thing. It's just knowing that this season was inevitable, honestly. Like I started to realize that, like, whether or not it happened in the way that it's happening, this season was always going to be necessary, because I realized that I was really just out here doing what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. And God looked at me and he said, Sam, I need you to sit down. I need you to simmer all the way down, and I need you to get it together. And this season is for you to do that. And it's for you to allow me to do what I need to do and be in control and make the shifts and changes I need to in order to get you to where I want you and where I know you want to be as well. And it's a hard truth. I said, God, that's crazy. But you're right. I said, you're right, God. Because where I started, like, let me back up a little bit. Where I started in the beginning of this season, and it's not to say that I didn't feel God's peace still, and I didn't see his hand in it, but it just came like a whirlwind. And there were moments in the beginning where I really was just like, my world felt like it was crashing down around me. What am I supposed to do? What is going on? I don't know. I'm panicking. Like, this is, like, you know, just I was overwhelmed and anxious and worried. And that went on for months. And then things came to a head. And in the moment that it did, I handled it so much better than I thought I would, only because at that point I had had more peace about it. And I knew very much so that God was in the midst of it. Don't get me wrong. I was still very anxious. I was still, you know, frustrated. I still had a lot of intense emotions about it, but I wasn't as overwhelmed and distraught and down and out about it as I would have been before. And in the midst of that happening and coming to a head, I was really like, okay, God, like, I see what you want me to do. I see where you want me to be. And I was starting to connect with him, and I was starting to really hone in because I had the time to do so. And it was really giving, like, okay, like, it's me and you, God. So honestly, the way everything is going, I can't do it by myself. And so I was really locked in with him, or I was really starting to get to that point of being locked in with him. And then, you know, things got a little bit better. Like, you know, he blessed me with another opportunity. And then what I had prayed before he gave me that opportunity, I said, you know what, God, like, right now things are not that great and I have the time to be doing this. But once you bless me or things shift, I don't want my relationship with you to fall to the wayside again. And what happened? He gave me this opportunity. I was no longer as free, you know, in terms of time as I was. And it's not to say he completely disappeared, but I definitely started falling away from him again. And I think that the constant pattern with me and God has been like, I'd be locked in, you know, and if most times, honestly, it be like I'm locked in when things aren't going, like I'm going through it. Like, you know, let me be real. Like, things get bad, I'm like, oh my gosh, God, hey bestie, what's up? And then things get better, or I feel like I'm in a better place and I'm still praising him like here and there, but it's like, you know, on my timing, when I feel like it or when I remember or when I have the time. And it's not consistent. It's not a commitment to him each day. It's a commitment to him like if and when. And that's always been my back and forth with God. It's always been my struggle, like that consistent, like I'm gonna praise you through the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the all arounds. And I'm gonna stick beside you no matter what life is looking like, no matter what the circumstances are giving, I'm going to make an intentional effort to keep my relationship with you consistent. And that's been a struggle. And I feel like in this season, it's finally like, yo, God is really wanting to, when I tell you, when I tell you, when I say that God is refining me and giving me some really hard truths and realities to face, I'm sick. Because one thing that I actually realized recently is that what I struggled with is not that consistency with God. It's giving up that full control and letting him lead me and actually trusting him to do so. Because for me, I like to do what I want to do. I want to do what I want to do when I feel like it. And then, you know, hey, God, you here too. Like, you know, I have my cake and eat it too. And God is saying, like, babes, you absolutely cannot do that. Like, you, it's either me and you, or you're going to keep doing what you're doing and end up getting the same results that you've always gotten. And so you have to choose. And I want you to choose me, but I'm not going to force you to. But I want you to. And I finally am in a place where, let me get my thoughts together. I'm finally in a place where it's like, okay, God, I see what you're saying. I've been doing whatever I wanted this whole time, and obviously that's not working. It's only leaving me more hurt, more disappointed, you know, more heartache, and just putting me further into positions that I actually do not want to be in. And yet still, for some reason, there's a desire and a drawing to wanting to do what I want to do, even seeing what it does to me, you know, and where that leads me. And so it's not to say that I'm like fully like, oh my goodness, surrendered to God. No, it's more so I'm like, okay, God, finally, like I'm going to ask you to help me to let go and let you have control fully. And that's not, and you have to, and I have to ask him. I have to ask him, because as a human being, we're always going to have that desire to do what we want to do. Like, let's be real. Like, we want to have a good time. And it's not to say you can't have a good time in God. It's just going to, it looks different. You know what I'm saying? It looks different when you're in alignment with God, and when you're doing the things the way God wants you to do it. You have an even better time than if you're just doing it on your own and doing what you want to do, because it's going to be a hot, steaming mess, you know, one way or another. At least for me personally, that's what I realized. And so it's really about, like, for me, giving up that control. And it's scary. I'm not going to lie, because, like, my affirmation for this month is, like, faith over feelings. And for me, I really struggle with the unknown. I struggle with not knowing what things are going to look like. What does my future hold? Like, that question mark of life, yo, I sitting with that is hard. And having patience, oh my goodness, y'all. Patience is not my best. Like, I'm patient in a lot of other ways, but like when it comes to me and waiting on like things to come and when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen, I don't do well with that. And that's the biggest thing with God. Like, you have to have faith, because you're not going to see the future. You're not going to see what it looks like on the other side of whatever season you're in. You have to trust and have faith that God is working. And on the other side of it, even if you don't know what it is or what it looks like, you have to just know and believe that it's going to be good, because that's how God functions. He is a good God, and he is a God that wants the best for you, like the absolute best for you. Like, one thing that continuously rings in my head in this season, and what I really keep telling myself at this time right now, is that what I think is the best, like in my head as a human, what I see as the best or what I see as good for me, what God has for me, like my thoughts could never compare. Like, God's best is not our best. What we think is good is merely settling. Whereas if we let God give us what he has for us, it's going to be beyond what we could ever ask, think, or imagine. And like, God wants to give us his best. Like, he's looking at us like, yo, I love you. You are my child, and I want to bless you abundantly. But you have to be obedient. You have to let me be in control. You have to trust me, because if you don't, I can't trust you with what I have for you. And if God can't trust you with what he has, it's not going to add up. You know, because at the same time, it's like, yo, I have to think about it for real. Like, I'm desiring all these things. I want all these things from God. And yet, if God were to give me everything I asked for today with where I'm at and some of the areas in which I'm still struggling, how would I handle it? How would I handle it? Like, what would that look like? If God said today, Samantha, you asked me for this, and my will is that you have it, and he placed it in my hands or placed it in front of me, I had to really think about it. Like, would I handle it responsibly? Would I be able to do with it what God would want me to do with it, with where I'm currently at right now? And honestly, I had to be real with myself. I'm like, yo, God can't trust me with that right now, because I'm not prepared to handle it. And that's why this season that I'm in is necessary, because what he has for me is so great that when I get there, I need to be able to handle it responsibly, to carry it well, and to do with it what he has assigned me to do. And without this season of refining and breaking and restoring and reshaping and molding and all these painful but necessary things, I'm going to get there and I'm not going to know what to do. Or rather, I won't feel prepared enough to do what he's called me to do. And that's not what God wants. He don't want to bring me to the mountaintop and then I'm standing there like, okay, God, I don't feel prepared. I don't know what to do. God, I'm scared. Like, and be so insecure. No, he wants me to get to that mountaintop and be like, because God did that, I can do this. Period. God wants to bless me. He wants to bless you. And at the same time, he wants you to be prepared to receive that blessing. He wants you to be prepared to hold it and carry it like he sent you and purposed you there. And so when I look at this season, my perspective has started to shift. And it's not to say that, I'm getting emotional. It's not to say that I don't have my days where I'm just like, yo, God, I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I don't know how. I'm discouraged. And life really be lifing out here. Like, when I tell you really don't know what people are going through, you really don't know what people are going through. Life really be lifing. And sometimes it feels like the weapons are weaponing. Like, I know you said the weapons that form will not prosper, but sometimes, God, it feels like the weapons are prospering. And it's like, I can't do it. And in those moments, that's when he's like, yo, I need you to lean on me. I need you to not stand on your own understanding. I need you to not give your feelings more power than your faith. In those moments, that's when I need you to lean into me more. Those are the moments that I need you to surrender, because you can't do it on your own. You're not supposed to do it on your own. I don't want you to do it on your own. And you've been trying to, and it's not working. So let me take that burden. Let me take that hurt. Let me take everything you're carrying. Let me carry it for you. That's what I'm here for. And that's when it's that struggle of control. That's when it's that struggle of like, well, I want to stay in my feelings because it's easier. You know, it's more comfortable. You know, like, I want to be in my bag. You know, sometimes let's not pretend like being in our bag is not, you know, like, it's easy. Like, I want to be in the bag. Let me stay in the bag, because the bag is, you know, it feels nice right now. But in those moments, I have to fight myself, because I have to fight against what the enemy wants me to do. He wants me to give into my feelings. He wants me to give up and give in and give him the upper hand. And in those moments, I have to fight. I have to fight to pray. I have to fight to connect with God, because in those moments, those are the moments where I really don't want to talk to God. And it's funny, because it's like those are the moments I need to,
But then it's just like, yo, like, why is this even happening in the first place? Like, why am I even here? And I start to doubt, and I start to go through those thoughts of like, God, why me? Like, do you even really love me, God? Because it really don't feel like it. Like, all of this that's happening, it just feels like too much. Like, I don't know how I can get through this. Or, and then it's like, okay, when am I going to be done with this? When am I going to be out of this season? Like, I that's where that impatience shows up, and that lack of faith and trust in God. And I had to check myself, and I had to be like, yo, at the end of the day, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it even smells like, y'all, I know that I'm not alone. I know that God is working. I know that in the moments where it feels the most that he's not in it, that's when he's the most in it. And I may not be able to see what it is. I may not know what the other side of this season looks like, but I have to trust and know and believe that it is good, it is great, and it is God's best. And all that I'm going through right now and all that I'm having to endure and come face to face with is not in vain. It is not just because God wants to see me hurting and struggling. No, he wants to see me where he's calling me to be. And he knows that this season is preparation for that, preparation for the blessing, preparation for the harvest. And if I keep that outlook and I keep that perspective, even on the days when I don't feel like it, I'm going to be okay. And I have to trust and believe that at the end of it, I'm going to be okay. Even if I'm going through the worst of the worst, or what feels like the worst of the worst. Because even in this season, I'm seeing God's grace and his mercy. Because I'm saying, like, yo, some of the things, the ways I was moving and how I was just doing what I wanted to do, like, I should have been in a completely different position right now. Like, I shouldn't even be standing. But God in his goodness and his grace and his mercy, he said, you know, despite your foolishness, I love you still. And I don't want these trials and tribulations to destroy you. I want them to strengthen you. I want them to cause you to draw nearer and closer to me in a way that you never have before. And in your obedience and in your willingness, even if it's not always easy, in your willingness to give to me what I'm asking of you, watch how I will bless you. Even in the smallest ways. And sometimes it's like, I'd be looking for that big blessing, and I'd be looking at other people's lives. I'm like, why other people's lives are going great and they're flourishing and all these other things. And I'm sitting here struggling. And God is like, little do you know what I have for you. Little do you know. I need you to trust me. I need you to stop looking at the circumstances and the situations and start looking at the big God that you serve that is going to stand and fight for you and is standing and fighting for you in this moment. And it's a rude awakening. It's a rude awakening. Like, all of these things that I'm talking about, all these truths and these realities that I'm coming face to face with and becoming aware of, they be sucker punching me sometimes. Like, God be right hook, left hook, uppercut, all of that. And I just be like, oh, that's what it is, God. Oh, that's what you wanted me to realize. Oh, this is why this person is no longer here. Oh, this is why I'm going through this refining and breaking season. This is why you want me to surrender. Everything I want is on the other side of my obedience, on the other side of my willingness to surrender, on the other side of this season that I am experiencing. And I can't go over it. I can't avoid it. I can't dodge it. I can't, you know, slip past it. I have to go through it. I have to experience these things. I have to allow God to do what God is going to do. And I just have to be okay. I just have to be okay. Because if not, what I really truly desire and what God truly desires for me is just going to continue to be delayed. Or it's just not going to be what it should be. And so I said a lot. But that's really essentially what this season looks like. It is up. It is down. There are days when I'm gung-ho and I'm locked in. And it's like, yeah, God, you my bestie. And we here with it. And there's other days where it's like, God, I don't know. I don't know for real. And I realize that it's okay to not always be 100%. As long as when I'm not my 100%, I still go to God and give that to him. He's not calling me to and saying like, Sam, I need you to be at 100. I need you to be locked in every single day. No, he's saying that up, down, good, bad, bring it to me. Come to me as you are. Be honest. Tell me what it is. Like, if you're not feeling me, tell me that. Talk to me. Communicate with me. Let me be your friend. Let me be your confidant. Let me be your anchor. Let me be your everything in this season. And in some ways, it's like I'm literally being forced to, because physically, I'm like in Albany and I don't have a lot of people up here. And the people who are really in my circle are not up here. And the last person that's in my circle, like in my inner circle, she soon leave. So it really just gonna be me. And so it's literally in that way, like God is like, yeah, like he's really about to be my best friend for real, for real. And that's not a bad thing. And I'm starting to shift the perspective to see that, like, yo, honestly, it's a freeing thing to just be able to just be like, here, God, okay, you got it. And just letting him do what he gonna do and not worrying about, you know, what's going to happen, if it's going to happen. Like, that's not my portion. That's not my place. That's not even my business. God said, worry about right now. And I got the rest because he's already there in my future. He already is on the other side of this. So he already know what it is. It's already done. I'm just going through the process to get there. So I don't even need to worry about what it's going to be on the other side, because I know that he's got me. And so it's just about continuing to conquer my feelings, my fears, my worries, my anxieties, and really just locking in with him. Because when I do that, there is nothing that he won't do, and there's nothing that he cannot do. And just being free and finding peace in that. Because when I put it in God's hands, listen, it will do what it needs to do tenfold. In my hands, I don't know what it's going to do. But that's why it's not meant to be in my hands. It's meant to be in his hands. So a lot of things, like I said, it's winter. So a lot of things are dying in me. You know, I'm having to die to a lot of things and really having to let God low-key rip me to shreds in order for me to walk into my spring and then my summer, and for God to really do what God is going to do. And I'm starting to be okay with that, at least right now. The days, they look different every day, but that's what it's looking like, honestly and truthfully. And that's really what it is, essentially. And you know, I said, like, I don't know who's gonna listen to this or who's on the other side of this, but whatever season of life that you're in, even if you're in the best season, of your life. Just know that every season serves its purpose. And even if right now this may not be the season I would have chosen for myself, and I may not like it, I may not, you know, I may not really care for it some days, I know that it's not in vain. I know that it's in purpose and on purpose, and that every single, no matter how little it may seem, every trial, every struggle, every tribulation, every test, it's shaping me, it's molding me, it's building me, it's strengthening me, and it's shaping me into the woman that God has purposed me to be in order to step into everything that He wants for me. So I have to be patient, and I have to wait, and I have to let go, and I have to surrender, and I have to be obedient, and I have to a lot of things. And it's okay, because it's, I think for me, in fighting God, I'm making it harder for myself. And when I just let Him, I can breathe, and I can be, and I can function, and I can do whatever and not feel an overwhelming weight of what I'm experiencing. And like with what I'm going through, I think about it, I'm like, yo, God, if I was Sam even a month ago, 2 months ago, a year ago, the Sam that I was, I would have been shattered into a million pieces, bro. Like when I tell you dust on the ground, I don't know who would have been able, you know, they'd be like Humpty Dumpty and all the king's men and all the, you know, they couldn't put him back together again. That's what it would have been giving. But to see that I'm still standing, it is nothing short of God's goodness, glory, and grace, and his strength carrying me through. And that's how I know He's at the center of it. Because even just me still standing and me handling it the way that I am, it just speaks volumes. So I'm just trying to remain in a posture of gratitude and glory and praise to Him, because even when it don't feel like He's doing His thing, He is very much doing His thing. And I just need to really walk by faith and not by sight. So for whoever is listening, walk by faith. Like, please, like, walk by faith. And it's gonna be hard. I'm not saying it's easy. It is a struggle. Bring that to Him, though. If it's hard for you and if it's a struggle, bring that to Him and watch what He's going to do with it. All He wants is for you to just come to Him and be honest, wherever you are with it. It don't matter. Bring it to Him. Let Him hold that. Let Him carry you through. Let Him do what He's going to do. And stop worrying about it in your own human, you know, human way, because it'll never amount to what God can do or how He can shift things in an instance. Like, things may look a certain way now. And one thing I keep telling myself is like, I'm never going to be in a season forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, every season has its time and its purpose, and then it goes. Just like we're never in summer forever. We're never in spring forever. We're never in winter forever, even though sometimes I'd be feeling like it. But we're never in one season, place, or position in life forever. Like, things have to shift. They have to change. They have to, you know, they have to go to the next thing and go through a cycle. So I know that it may feel like sometimes it's like, yo, when is this going to end? But at the same time, it's like, yo, it's a season. It's a season, and it's going to come. It's going to do what it needs to do, and then it's going to go. And then you'll be in another season, and that's going to be what it needs to be and do what it needs to do. And then again, you'll find yourself in another, and so on and so forth. So even if it feels like dang, God, it's like, you know, as humans, we look at things in time, like, oh, it's taking weeks. Oh, it's taking months. Oh, it's taking years. And in God's eyes, it's like, yo, it's just a season. Like, God looks at it as seasons of our lives. Yet we look at it as like, dang, I've been waiting years. Is this going to happen? And it's like, God is like, yo, it's just a season. And in an instant, as soon as he is ready on his perfect timing, things can flip like a switch. Like in the matter of a day, a week, after all that waiting, things can instantly change. So if we started to look at it from the perspective of like God and what he's really doing and how he really has things ordered in our life, it would definitely change the game. But everybody has to go through their season and their journey to get to that place and to see things for what they are. And everybody has their refining and breaking and, you know, restoring and all the, like, everybody has their season, their time. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, just give it to God. Like, and know that he don't have you where he has you for nothing. He doesn't have you experiencing what you're experiencing for no reason. Like, it is not in vain. One thing with God is, like, what he does, it's always going to be in purpose. Like, God is not a God of accidents or coincidences or, you know, like, I'm going to just have them there for the sake of having them there. No. God has ordered and purposed each step, each season for what he has for us, ultimately. And I think that's where I'm going to leave it. I hope this spoke to somebody's heart. And I can't wait to come back for season 3. You know, bigger and better, and definitely trying new things and just continuing to be open and honest and as vulnerable as possible. And continuing to be a blessing in Jesus' name, amen. So I'm just praying over whoever is listening to this podcast. I pray that you, in whatever season that you may be in, that you would trust, that you would allow your faith to be greater than your feelings, your fears, that you would allow God to be God, that you would let go and let God, and that you would just surrender and watch how he will bless you and watch how he will work in every aspect of your life if you let him. And I just pray that he would give you the strength to push through no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, to keep going and to stomp on the enemy's head, because your God is bigger and greater than anything that you could ever come face to face with. And I just pray that you would trust and believe that God is able to do and will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that works in you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me. And as always, my beautiful people, stay blessed.